Good morning. The large circulation around that deep storm in the mid-levels of the atmosphere in eastern Canada continues to influence our weather across interior New York and New England, but it is weakening, and the influence will become less today. Still, a northwest breeze today, keeping the comfortable air in place with the humidity way down. Even a crisp start in many locations this morning in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Plenty of sunshine to start the day in many locations in the 50s to around 60. Everyone will have a good amount of sunshine today, with the exception of extreme northern New York and New England, with more clouds closer to that storm circulation. The result of that sunshine mixed with some clouds through the afternoon will produce temperatures in the middle to high 70s, with the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England reaching into the lower 80s. High pressure will continue to build in from the Great Lakes. That will keep skies partly cloudy tonight. It'll be pleasant and comfortable, with most places in the middle 50s. Some 40s again will be found across the higher terrain by tomorrow morning. That high will dominate tomorrow afternoon, keeping it mostly sunny and a touch milder in the upper 70s to around 80. The high will also deflect a disturbance currently in the mid-Mississippi Valley, across the mid-Atlantic region, and out over the open Atlantic Ocean. This should leave us with dry weather for the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the lower 80s. There are a couple of computer models that hint that that system could make a closer approach to the coast. If that's the case, on Saturday and Saturday night, we could see some more clouds as you head toward eastern parts of New England. On Monday of next week, the humidity starts to build in a bit, and with a mix of sun and clouds, we run the risk at a scattered shower or thunderstorm, primarily out towards central New York, highs in the lower to mid-80s, and a good chance of showers and thunderstorms for everyone on Tuesday as a disturbance pushes closer to us from the Great Lakes region. Highs through the middle of next week will be around 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the upper Midwest and mid-Missouri Valley, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the deep south and southeast. In both locations, large hail and damaging wind gusts will be the primary risks. Meanwhile, heat advisories are in effect for the southern plains into the Ozarks. The heat index in Dallas and Little Rock will be as high as 110 degrees, while Oklahoma City could be as high as 113 degrees. And tropical storm warnings remain in effect for the offshore waters around Hawaii. Tropical Storm Guillermo is moving past the islands to the north today and will continue to produce high surf. And Typhoon Sojourner is located approximately 345 miles south-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base in Okinawa, Japan. It's tracking west-northwestward at 13 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are near 105 miles per hour, with gusts to 125 miles per hour. Sojourner is expected to intensify as it heads toward Taiwan in the next 24 to 36 hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 41 degrees, with a northwest wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 53, 78% relative humidity. No wind and the barometer at 29.95 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Toulon Meadows, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low 58. The average temperature 69, that's 3 degrees below normal. A trace of rainfall yesterday, 52 hundredths of an inch now for the month, which is 12 hundredths below average, and 19.36 inches for the year, which is 3.97 inches of precipitation below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 61, the record high 98 set in 1900, and the record low 45 in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m. 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today, with the outside chance of a passing shower and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a touch milder, right around 80. A mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday, highs in the lower 80s for the weekend. Partly sunny Monday, a bit more humidity with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in central New York, lower to mid-80s. A good chance of showers and storms Tuesday around 80, and near 80 with a mix of sun and clouds and still the risk of a few showers on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.